So you really believe that clothes carry a kind of message for people, and that what we put on is in some way a reflection of what we feel?
Oh, yes, very much so. Now people are beginning to take seriously the idea of a kind of psychology of clothing, to believe that there is not only individual taste in our clothes, but also a thinking behind what we wear, which is trying to express something we may not even be aware of ourselves.
But surely this has always been the case. We all dress up when we want to impress someone, such as for a job interview with a potential employer. We tend to make an effort and put on something smart.
True, but that's a conscious act. What I'm talking about is more of a subconscious thing. Take, for example, the student who is away from home at college or university. If he tends to wrap himself up more than the others, this is because he is probably feeling homesick. Similarly, a general feeling of insecurity can sometimes take the form of overdressing in warmer clothes than are necessary. I think people who are sociable and outgoing tend to dress in an outgoing way, preferring brighter or more beautiful colors, yellow, bright red, and so on. In the same way, what might be seen as a parallel with the animal kingdom, offensive clothes might indicate an offensive personality or attitude to life. Think about the threat displays used by animals when they want to warn off opponents.
Do you think the care or lack of it over the way we actually wear our clothes has anything to tell us?
Yes, indeed. The length, for example, of a man's trousers speaks volumes about his awareness of his own image. Or, if his trousers are very short or hanging loosely, this probably means he's absorbed by other things.